Hello again, friends, and welcome as we gather again in the parlor and turn on the old tube radio. I'm your host, Corey Walker, and I welcome you once again for another hour of classic entertainment. Today I'm featuring two great comedies, one from the 1930s and the second one from the late 1940s. First, I'm going to play an episode from that well-renowned series, Fibber McGee and Molly, which ran as a 30-minute series from April 16, 1935 until June 30, 1953, starting on the NBC Blue Network and then switching to NBC Red for the rest of its run in June 1936. The series starred Jim Jordan as Fibber McGee, a character John Dunning accurately describes as, quote, an incurable windbag. Jim's real-life Marion Jordan played Molly McGee, Fibber's wife. The series remains one of the most iconic and best-remembered programs from the old-time radio era. Today's episode was first heard at 8 p.m. on Monday, November 18, 1935, and is titled Lighting the Furnace with Gasoline. I can only imagine what kind of hilarity will come from that.
Good evening, everybody. You are now listening to WLS, the voice of Prairie Farmer, Chicago.
Good evening, everyone. The makers of Johnson's Wax let loose another lively load of laughter and lyrics with Rico Marcelli's orchestra, Kay Donner, Hugh Studebaker, and Marion and Jim as those sapient citizens, Fibber McGee and Molly. Marcelli and his men begin the broadcast with Fine and Dandy. Wrap it up, Rico. Once again, we wend our way to Wistful Vista via the wireless. And we find Fibber McGee and Molly talking to their more or less handyman, Silly Watson.
I guess we better get down to the basement and fix that furnace. You know anything about boilers, Sil?
Why?
I says, you know anything about furnace boilers?
Yes. What do y'all think is the matter with the furnace boiler?
What, Silly?
I say, what's the matter with the old furnace boiler?
It won't heat.
Oh.
There you are. In words of one syllable, it won't heat. And I'm getting so cold, I'll soon be too numb to care.
Beautiful, but numb.
What was that, McGee?
I says you're beautiful, but come, Silly. We better get on downstairs and get started. See you later, Molly.
Later, nothing. I'm going right along with you.
Oh, yeah. You see, Silly, this here job of furnace repairing is a job that calls for judgment and precision. Ain't no job for amateurs.
Yes, I think so.
I'll do the thinking, Sil.
You'll try anything once, won't you, McGee?
You bet. Oh, is that so? Now, listen here now, Sil. I'll explain this here boiler to you.
Yes. Yeah.
Now, this here gadget down here toward the base of the boiler, Silly, is a cinder roller. You take the big clinkers and you put them through them rollers.
McGee,
and
huh? It's nothing of the kind. That's the wringer off me washing machine.
Oh. Well, some furnaces has got equipment onto them like that. Now, wait till I open the door. Now, take a look inside there, Sil. Right there's where you'll find the trouble.
Yes, I'm looking.
What do you see?
Nothing.
Nothing? Good. What did I tell you, Molly? There ain't nothing wrong on the inside of it. Except maybe the fire clay is cracked off, might as well.
The what?
The fire clay. All boilers, Molly, is coated inside with a special kind of plaster. Kind of a clay that resists heat. I used to be a kind of an expert on the fire clay myself. Fire Clay McGee, they called me in them days. Fire Clay McGee, the finest, fastest furnace fixer from Fresno to Florida.
Oh.
You want to hear about it, Silly?
No, sir.
Well, sir, this here was way back in 1904.
Yes.
No. 1905 it was.
Yes.
No.
No.
1903. Or was it 5?
What?
Let's see. They had to shoot old Bruno for killing the neighbor's sheep in 1902.
Oh, the poor dog.
What you mean, dog? Old Bruno was my uncle.
Once removed.
Well, I guess it was 1905 at that. I was just mixing up a batch of my patented McGee non-crack fireproof fire clay one day into a big barrel, getting it to the right consistency.
What?
I says I was getting it to the right consistency.
Oh, yeah, sir, you gotta do that.
Well, sir, this here fire clay was just about right, like a thin plaster. When all of a sudden a bunch of tough kids come along, when my back was turned, they started throwing gobs of this here fire clay plaster at me. Well, sir, I finally thought they'd had enough fun, so I started to chase them. But shucks, I couldn't move a foot. That there plaster had dried on me so fast and so hard, I was just powerless to move my feet and legs. And when they seen that, they just laughed fit to bust and kept on pelting me. Gob after gob of that there plaster hit me. Smack, splash, smack, dab, on the shoulders, the arms, the neck, on the face, till I was completely covered up with that fast, hardening clay.
How y'all get your breath, Mr. McGee?
Well, by breathing real quick and winking fast, I kept my nostrils and eyes from closing up, but my mouth was sealed shut.
Oh, and to think I wasn't there.
Well, sir, after they finally flung all my special plaster onto me, that pack of kids left.
The mud pack.
Yes. You listening to this, silly?
What?
I says, you getting the benefit of this here talk?
Yes, if there is any benefit, I'm getting it.
Good. Well, sir, there I stood, powerless to move a muscle. That there plaster getting harder and harder all the time. That was on a Tuesday. On Saturday morning, a feller come by with his gal, and he sees me. Hot dog, says he. Look, baby, he says, whoever done that statue knew what they was doing. You betcha, says she, real enthusiastic. It's good, all right, but is it art? And he says, sure, it's art. You can't tell what it means, can you? Finally, a crowd grew, all complimenting the feller that had posed that there perfect figure of a man.
Oh, my.
Then the reporters come. And all over the world, newspapers come out saying, the finest sculpture ever sculpted, discovered in the backyard of a boiler plant. Mysterious statue, a work of unknown genius. All stuff like that. All I could do was stand there and watch, getting weaker and hungrier all the time. Cheated out of my meals and sleep.
Cheated? Statues ain't cheated, McGee. They're chiseled.
Well, sir, finally they hauled me away to an art museum and put me onto a pedestal, right next to the Venus de Milo.
Now listen, don't tell us she put her arm around you.
And there I had to stand, day after day, millions of people staring at me.
Why didn't y'all wink at somebody, boy?
What say?
I say, why didn't y'all wink them little eyes of yours at somebody?
Oh, I did, twice. First time I caught a man's eye and winked, and he just says, "I, George, ain't that statue lifelike?" Second time I winked at a gal, and she slapped my face and broke 2 fingers on her right hand.
Oh, my.
Well, sir, one day, just as my strength was leaving me, I give one supreme effort, leaned forward and strained every muscle under the plaster, and crash, onto the floor I fell, smashing that fire clay coating off into a million pieces. I was saved. It was no time till they had me in the hospital, nursing me back to health.
Well, why didn't you all sue that museum, boss?
Sue? I did. They threw the case out of court.
On what grounds, McGee?
Shucks. They claimed my testimony wasn't reliable. Said I'd been plastered for 2 weeks. Come on there.
Well, now that Fibber has vacated his pedestal, we have a real work of art to offer you. Our melodious model, Miss Kay Donna, who sings and sings like no other one. All right, Kay.
No other one, yes, no other one, can ever do what you do when you do what you do, kissing me. Oh, no other one, yes, no other one can ever make me like to like you like I'd like to constantly. Talk about caressing with an 18-carat thrill. I don't have to make three guesses when I'm thinking of someone who can fill the bill. There's no other one. Yes, no other one can ever make me want to say, who do you love in a great big way? No other one. No other one. There isn't any other one can ever do what you do when you do what you do kissing me. There's no other one. There's no other one can ever make me like you like I'd like to constantly. Talk about those sweet caresses with an 18-carat thrill. I don't have to make three guesses when thinking of someone who can feel the bill. No other one, there's no other one can ever make me want you say, who do you love in a great big way? There'd better be no other one. There'd better be no other one.
Thank you. Friends, that was Kay Donna singing No Other One. And it might well be the theme song for Johnson's Glow Coat. For among floor polishes, there's no other one that can give you the lasting beauty and protection that Johnson's Glow Coat.
Hey, Harpo, I got a riddle for you. Why is that there stratosphere balloon like a coat at Johnson's Glow Coat? Give up? Well, sir, the wear and tear of 74,000 feet don't mean nothing.
Well, that's the height of something or other.
Oh, okay.
Well, folks, you know how I like to talk about Johnson's Glow Coat, the marvelous no-rubbing floor polish made by the makers of Johnson's Wax. Well, it seems I've been challenged by a young woman who says she knows more about Glow Coat than I do because she's been using it on her own kitchen linoleum for several years. She's here in the studio tonight. Won't you step over here, Mrs. Wright? You're at liberty to say anything you please about Glow Coat.
Well, I'm delighted to, Mr. Wilcox. You know, when I started housekeeping not so many years ago, I worked so hard trying to keep my kitchen linoleum clean. Really, it was pathetic. No matter how often I scrubbed it, that floor was dirty looking most of the time. And then one day when I was feeling particularly tired and discouraged, a neighbor of mine dropped in and told me about Johnson's Glow Coat. Well, I ordered some that very day, and I can't tell you what a difference it made in the looks of that linoleum. It took only a few minutes to do the whole floor, and it was so easy to apply. Why, it didn't seem like any work at all. And 20 minutes after I had put Glow Coat on the floor, it was perfectly dry. And the linoleum had a grand, bright polish. Now my floor stayed clean and shining with practically no effort on my part. I have more time to rest and enjoy life. Believe me, I'm a real booster for Johnson's Glow Coat. And any woman who is tired of floor scrubbing should certainly try it. Oh, I guess I forgot to mention that you don't have to do any rubbing or buffing when you use Glow Coat.
Thank you, Mrs. Wright. Treasure Island, a grand number in four tempos. Marcelli plays it as a foxtrot, a Viennese waltz, a tango, a rumba. Take it, Rico.
My heart stood still when I landed on the silvery shore. I looked for gold on Treasure Island, and I found that gold when you gave your golden love to me. Mm-hmm.
If our engineer, Mr. Harold Stonewall Jackson, will switch us back to 79 Wistful Vista, we'll find Fibber McGee and Molly and Silly Watson all ready to go on with their furnace fixing down in the McGee basement.
Well, McGee, you won't accomplish anything by standing there looking at it.
Oh, now, Molly, I was just figuring out the right way to get at this here problem. No use rushing in and getting it all balled up. Let's see now. Say, you know what we better do?
Yes. Turn off some of your hot air and get some in the furnace.
What do we better do, boss? We better build a fire in here so we can see how she draws. That way we can tell better what's the matter.
Well, McGee, that's the first idea you've had today.
Well, you'll have to admit when I get them, they're hot. Don't you get it, Molly? Build a fire? Hot idea?
It ain't funny, McGee.
Okay.
Now get to work, both of you.
Yes. Shall we use these here papers?
Yep. Tear them up and crumple them, silly, so we can get...
Here. You can't use those papers.
Huh?
Those are me dress patterns.
What's the matter with you, silly? You ought to have better sense than that.
Well, I didn't think it was no good, boss, on account of the all full of little holes.
Yeah. Moths have been at them, probably. Use them newspapers there, boy.
Yes. What are we going to use for kindling the fire, boss?
What, say?
I say, what are we going to use for kindling the little old fire?
Oh, kindling.
Yeah.
Let's see now. Oh, yes. Take the hatchet and chop up them long sticks over there.
Yes.
I'll get the paper all set in the grate, too.
You little old sticks is plumb full of nails, Mr. McGee.
Well, don't dull the hatchet on him, Phil.
No, sir.
Hey, wait a minute, Phil. McGee, what's he chopping up?
Huh? Oh, them long sticks with the nails in them?
Yes.
Oh, it's just some old links of molding that was left
on
the...
Oh, for heaven's sake, silly. You're chopping up me curtain stretchers.
Curtain stretchers?
Look at them. They're ruined.
Oh, no, ma'am, they ain't ruined much. I just chopped off a couple little pieces of them is all, ma'am.
Oh, is that so? Why don't you two come upstairs and chop up the piano and the dining room table?
Oh, we don't need that much kindling, Molly.
Oh, you don't? Well, now I'm real glad to hear that.
Is this here little old box good for the chopper, please, ma'am?
Let's see it. Yes, go ahead. That's all right. Now, is that all the paper and kindling you'll need?
Yep. You needn't look for no more, Molly.
Who is going to? I just wanted to be sure you wouldn't use that porch furniture for your fire.
Why, shucks, Molly. Don't be like that. We know what we're doing, don't we, Sil?
What?
I says we know what we're doing, don't we?
Well, I guess you all know what I'm doing, but I don't know what you all are doing.
Try and use some sense, McGee. I'm going on up.
Hey, Molly.
Yes?
When you get upstairs, open up the furnace draft, will you? Chucks, we'll have a roaring fire in here in no time if she's working okay.
All right.
Now, hurry up with that there kindling, boy.
Yes, sir, rushing right along, boy.
Oh, I had me a cow, a big brown jersey. Her milk was good, but her temper was lurzy. Hi, ho, the farmer in the dell.
There you is, boy. Enough kindling?
Yeah, I guess. Say, this here paper is kind of damp, ain't it?
Yes.
I'll tell you what, son. I run up to the top of the stairs there and get that big 5-gallon can.
Yes, but that's gasoline, boss.
Well, what in tunk did you think I thought it was? Buttermilk? Well, go on and get it.
But y'all ain't gonna pour that gas stuff on this here little old fire you bought.
Can you think of any surer way of making her burn?
No, sir.
Well, then run up and get it.
Yes, but that's pretty powerful stuff. And
oh, I had a giraffe. His name was Harlow. He got him the quinsy and he couldn't swallow with a hey, nutty, nutty, and a razzmatazz. Let's see now. Plenty of paper. Kindling. Ah, there we are. And we'll just swash her good with the gasoline. And... Hey there, you coming, silly?
Yeah, so here he is, boy.
Okay, hand her here. I'll build a real bang-up fire here. Quick to flash.
Yeah, that's what I'm afraid of.
Afraid of? Shucks, we want a fire, don't we? Here, hold the cap of the spout. I'll just dash some of this here gasoline on him. Oh, I had a horse and his name is... Hey, where are you going there, boy?
Well, I just happened to think it. I guess you ain't going to need me no more today, I guess.
What makes you think that, silly?
Well, I only think that on account of I think it after you all touch the little old match after gasoline, boss, you ain't gonna need nothing more today. Oh, go on with it, silly. Don't be so dad-ratted nervous. Never heard of a cigarette lighter blowing up, did you? Now then, a little more over in the corner there. Ah, yeah, but boss, you already put on about 2 gallon already. What if I did? Got to get the fire started, ain't we? Hey, what's your teeth chattering for? You catching cold?
Not as bad.
Yes, I guess I is. I think I better go home and see a doctor while I got time, boss.
Okay. But give me a match before you go. And say, hey, quit leaning against that smoke pipe, boy.
It's all right, boss. It ain't hot.
Reddit, I know it ain't hot, but it's loose. Liable to come apart at the least bump, and we'll have soot around here a foot deep. Give me a match.
Yes. No, sir, I ain't got a match, sir.
Shucks, you got some right behind your ear there, boy. Hand me one. Oh, never mind, I got one. Now, here we go.
Yes, I'm afraid so.
Oh, shucks. Can you imagine that? What else? Better pour the rest of this here gas on it. There. Give me another match, boy.
Yes. Here you is, and here I go.
Hey, silly. Come back here. Silly.
Shucks. Look at that feller go out that door and down that alley. Shucks. Just superstitious.
Now, where do I put that dead rat match? Oh, yeah. Oh, shucks, can you beat that? Well, I'll get this lit if it takes me all day. Ah, now then, this'll do the trick. A bad rat to death.
Heavenly days, what's happened down there? Where are you? I can't see a thing for the suit. Silly, Sylvius, where's McGee? What's happened to him? Silly, don't stand there coughing and rolling your eyes. Answer me.
Molly. Don't you know me? It's Fibber McGee, your husband.
Wish I were Aladdin, how lucky I would be. I'd rub my little lamp and wish that you would fall in love with me. I wish that I were Winkle, who slept for 20 years. Imagine 20 years to dream of you, would that be heavenly? If I could cast a magic spell when I feel blue, I'd wave my wand and call for wonderful you. But if I were certain we'd never, never part, I wouldn't want to be Aladdin. I wouldn't want to be Rip Van Winkle. Just want to be the only one in your heart. Aladdin, I wouldn't want to be a Winkle. I just want to be the only one in your heart.
That
was Martelli and his men playing I Wish I Were Aladdin. With that Arabian Night, Charles Levere rubbing the piano lamp. And incidentally, that's where the magic of today has it all over the wizardry of yesterday. You don't have to do any rubbing or buffing to work a magical change in the appearance of your floors or linoleum. Just try using Johnson's Glow Coat and see how much easier your housework will be. Glow Coat is a remarkable liquid polish that requires no rubbing or buffing. You merely spread a little Glow Coat lightly over the surface with a soft cloth or the long-handled Glow Coat applier. Let it dry for 20 minutes and your floor will sparkle like new with a polish that resists dirt and dust. You'll save yourself hours of work over a period of time, and you'll win the reputation of being a wonderful housekeeper if you use Johnson's Glow Coat, the new no-rubbing floor polish made by the makers of Johnson's Wax. And let me remind you that it's very economical to try Glow Coat in the larger size cans. You can save as much as one-third by ordering the larger sizes from your dealer. You're cordially invited back to see Fibber and Molly McGee on their Johnson Jamboree at NBC.
On next Monday with Harlow and me and Molly, that's three, with admission free.
Fibber McGee.
Well, come back with us next Monday night at this same hour when we understand that Fibber and Molly are going to have a nice old harvest home party. And until then, we remind you that just as the best housekeepers use Johnson's Wax and Johnson's Glow Coat to keep their houses clean and shining, so the most particular car owners keep their cars sparkling with Johnson's Auto Wax and Cleaner. This is Harlow Linoleum Wilcox speaking. Always underfoot. Good night.
Well, once again, Fibber McGee proved that he was indeed a big wingbag and not as bright as he would like us to believe. You just heard the episode Lighting the Furnace with Gasoline from Monday evening, November 18, 1935 on NBC Blue. Next, we're going to hear an episode from Archie Andrews, a series based on the comic strip by Bob Montana. The series ran from May 31, 1943 until September 5, 1953, mostly on NBC. The series starred Bob Hastings as title character Archie Andrews and Harlan Stone as Archie's pal Jughead Jones. Today's program is titled Archie Has the Hiccups and was first heard at 10:30 in the morning on Saturday, May 15, 1948 on NBC. The episode is quite hilarious.
Jughead, it's a matter of life or death.
Oh, relax, Archie. Relax.
Yes, here he is again. The youngster, millions of readers of Archie Comics magazine know and love so well. Brought to you by Swift & Company, makers of Swift Premium Frank. Archie Andrews and all his gang. Your guarantee of perfection. Swift's premium Franks now come to you cellophane wrapped in handy 1-pound packages.
Made fresh daily in Swift kitchens from coast to coast, Swift's premium Franks are then wrapped in the new handy sanitary Flavor Saver pack and brought to you at the very peak of their tantalizing flavor with all their natural goodness sealed in. So, kids, tell your mom that you want Swift's premium Franks. And, Mom, get some today. They're delicious. And you'll be glad to know that Swift's premium Franks are economical. There's no waste to them. Every bite is all nourishment, all meat. Ask for them today. Swift's premium Franks in the sanitary one-pound package. And now for our weekly visit to Riverdale. It's Friday night as you're looking on the Andrews home. Late Friday night. Mr. and Mrs. Andrews are in their bedroom, sound asleep, when...
Ah! What was that? Fred! Fred, did you hear someone scream? It was in Archie's room. Fred? Oh, fine. I'll have to go in there and see what's wrong. Archie, what's the matter? Are you all right? Archie, what's the trouble? Archie? He's sleeping. Well, I might as well.
Get away from here, I'll let you have it.
Archie,
don't make another move.
Archie,
I'm warning you.
Archie,
what say you ask me?
Archie, for pity's sake, wake up.
Who is it?
What's the matter? That's what I want to know. A minute ago, you screamed like someone was killing you, and now you're shooting people with machine guns.
Who, me?
Yes, you.
Gee, I guess I was dreaming, Ma. Oh, yeah, I remember now. I was fighting Indians.
What?
Indians. You know.
Archie, not so loud. You'll wake your father.
Oh, okay, Ma. But, boy, what a dream, Ma. I was leading a bunch of covered wagons across the prairies, and we got ambushed by 10 million Indians.
How many?
Well, I didn't stop to count them, but a million at least. We formed a circle and took cover behind the wagon. And then the Indians attacked. Bang, 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 bang. All around us, we kept killing Indians. Bing, bang, bing, 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 bang, bing, 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 bang.
Archie, I get the idea. You were killing Indians.
And how? And then my machine gun jammed.
Machine gun? In those days?
Whose dream is this?
Oh, all right. Go ahead, but not so loudly.
Oh, okay, Mom, okay. And when my machine gun jammed, I knew there was only one thing to do.
What?
I knew our only hope was to get the leader of the Indians.
The leader?
Yeah, Chief Rain in the face. So I put my trusty Bowie knife between my teeth.
Yes.
But it didn't taste so good, so I put it in my hand.
Yes.
And slowly I crawled out of the circle of wagons.
Yes.
To where Chief Rain in the face was standing, directing his warriors.
Yes.
And slowly I raised my knife.
Yes.
And just as I was about to attack, he saw me.
What did he do?
He grabbed his tomahawk. He was that.
Well, for pity's sake, Fred, what are you doing here?
Well, I heard all the noise, and I came in here to find out what the dickens was going on. I didn't know I'd walk right into the French and Indian war.
I said, no French, just Indian.
Archie, never mind. Fred, Archie had a bad dream, and he was telling me about it.
Now, Mom, why do you say a bad dream? I thought it was a swell dream.
Well, bad dream or swell dream, is this any time to be telling it?
Well, Fred, I thought if the boy got it off his chest, he'd sleep better.
Oh, well, all right. But for Pete's sake, now that he has told it, let's go back to sleep.
Yes, dear. Are you all right now, son?
Sure, Mom.
All right. Come on, Fred. We'll go back to bed.
All right. But, Archie, one thing.
Yes, Dad?
What did the chief do after he saw you?
Oh, that. You mean just as I was slowly creeping up on him with my trusty Bowie knife?
Yes.
And he turned and grabbed his tomahawk?
Uh-huh.
That's when I woke up.
Oh, fine. Come on, Mary. Let's go back to sleep.
Yes, dear.
I've never heard of anything like this. Indians and dreams in the middle of the night.
Well, most people dream in the middle of the night, you know.
Yes, I know, dear. But why couldn't he finish the story?
Oh, Fred, don't be silly. Now, get into bed. I'll turn the light off.
I am.
Good night, dear.
Good night. Mary.
Mm-hmm. Yes, dear?
Are you hiccuping?
Am I what?
Hiccuping.
Hey, don't be silly.
I thought I heard you hiccup.
But I'm not hiccuping. Now go to sleep.
All right, dear. All right. Mary.
Hmm?
I thought you said you were not hiccuping.
Fred, I'm not.
But I heard it.
Fred, you're imagining things. Now go to sleep.
All right, dear. All right.
Fred? Are you sure you're not hiccuping?
Me? Mary, don't be silly.
But I just heard it. There it is again. Oh, for pity's sake, it's Archie.
Archie?
Yes. Archie?
Yes, Mom?
Is that you hiccuping?
Oh, it sure is, Mom.
For pity's sake. Fred, I'll have to go see what's wrong.
Oh, me, dreams and Indians and now hiccups.
Archie, what's the matter, dear?
Gee, I don't know, Mama. I just keep hiccuping.
Well, that dream probably got you too excited.
Gee whiz, what's my dream got to do with hiccups?
Well, I don't know, but when people get excited, they sometimes start hiccuping.
Oh, gee, that's silly.
Well, we'll have to stop them or we'll never get to sleep. Fred, bring me a glass of water, please.
What?
I said bring me a glass of water.
What for?
Fred, I'm trying to do something for Archie's hiccups.
What did his hiccups ever do for us?
Fred, this is no time to be funny. Go get the water, dear.
All right, Mary.
Now, Archie, try holding your breath while I count 10. That sometimes stops it.
But, Mom,
Archie, just do as I say, dear. Hold your breath.
Okay, Mom.
Holding it? All right. Now, don't let it out till I say 10. Understand?
Yeah.
All right. 1, 2, 3.
It's Waterberry. What the dickens is he doing?
Holding his breath.
4.
Right. To stop the hiccups.
4. Holding his breath to stop hiccups. Mary, that's
Fred,
the way to do
it. Fred, be quiet.
It.
I'm trying to count. 4.
I know a true way to cure hiccups.
Fred, would you let me finish this?
But it won't work.
It will, too.
It will not.
It will, so.
Never in a million years.
Gee, do I have to hold my breath that long?
Oh, for pity's sake. Fred, now you spoiled it.
Spoiled what?
Hiccups.
Mary, there is only one way to cure hiccups, and that's to drink this glass of water down in one swallow.
Well, I was going to try that next. That's why I asked you to bring the water.
Well, you should have done that first. Anything else was a waste of time. Well, here, Archie. Now, drink this down, and your hiccups will be gone.
But, Dad, I'm not thirsty.
Archie, you drink it whether you're thirsty or not. We can't stay up all night listening to you hiccup.
Gee, with okay, gimme.
Here, now don't stop till you finish it all. That's right. Keep going. Attaboy. Get it all down. Don't stop now. Just a little more. There we are. Good boy.
Oh.
There. Now your hiccups are all gone, or my name isn't Fred Andrews. call me Joe. Oh, Mary, I give up. You'll just have to let the boys' hiccups stop by themselves.
But that could go on all night. Fred, I want you to call a doctor.
At this hour, Mary, it's 11 o'clock.
Well, I know it, but we've got to do something.
Yes, but you can't. Mary, you can't go. You can't go. I'll call the doctor. You know, when some people have the hiccups, they just have the hiccups. But when my son has the hiccups, we have to call an ambulance. Operator, get me a Riverdale. Mary, what's the doctor's number?
243, I think.
Riverdale 243, I think. Operator, no. Fine thing, go waking the doctor up at this hour for hiccups. I missed this. Oh, hello, Dr. Higgins. This is Fred Andrews. Doctor, I'm really terribly sorry to wake you. I never would have, but my wife insisted that I... What? Oh, all of the trouble. Yes, I was getting to that. It's my son, Doctor. He's got the hiccups. I said hiccup. Yeah, that's right. And the what? Is a bicarbonate? Oh, is that all? Oh, all right, Doctor. Thanks a lot. Bye.
What did he say here?
No, he didn't. He said give Archie a teaspoon of bicarbonate of soda in a glass of water.
Bicarbonate?
Mm-hmm.
Now, why didn't I think it? Oh, good heavens, we don't have any.
Yeah. What?
There isn't a bit of bicarbonate in the house.
Great. Mary, I'm glad you had me wake Dr. Higgins so he could tell us to give Archie some bicarbonate, which we can't give him because we don't have any bicarbonate. So, shut up.
Fred.
Well, I'm sorry, but that picking at this hour is getting on my nerves.
Well, never mind your nerves. I'll have to call Betty.
Call the Marines if you want. Call who?
Betty! We'll have to borrow some bicarbonate.
At this hour? Oh, now, Mary, you can't go around waking up the whole town just because your son has hiccups.
Fred, if the doctor says Archie needs bicarbonate, he's going to get bicarbonate.
The doctor didn't say he needs it, dear. He said try it.
Well, it's the same thing. Operator, get me Riverdale 647, please. How do you feel now, Archie?
Rotten.
Well, don't you worry, dear. We'll soon have it. Hello, Betty. This is Mrs. Andrews, dear. Did I wake you? Oh, I'm awfully sorry, dear. And I wouldn't have bothered you, but it's important.
Something wrong, Mrs. Andrews?
Yes, Archie has a hiccup.
The what?
The hiccups. And the doctor said bicarbonate is good for hiccups, but we don't have any.
Hiccups or bicarbonate?
Bicarbonate. Do you have any?
Oh, sure, Mrs. Andrews. Want me to bring it over?
Well, it is not too much trouble, dear.
Oh, no, Mrs. Andrews. Glad to. Be right over.
All right, dear. Thanks a lot. Bye.
Bye.
There, Fred. You see? Betty didn't mind my calling you at all. Archie, how do you feel now?
Same.
Well, as soon as Betty gets here... Oh, dear. That couldn't be Betty already.
Well, who else could it be at this hour?
Oh, I don't know. Fred, go see who it is. I can't go to the door in my nightgown.
Well, I can't go to the door in my nightshirt.
Never mind, Mom. I'll go.
Well, all right, dear. Do you feel all right?
Oh, sure. But I sure wish Betty would get here with that bicarb. I'd sure like to get to sleep.
Oh, Archie, we're in complete agreement on that score. I would too.
Hello, Archie.
Gee, Mr. Sherry.
I was just passing by, Archie, and I saw the lights, and it's so late, I got worried. Beg pardon?
I said...
Archie, do you have the hiccups?
Uh-huh. I had a bad dream, and it got me so upset, I've been hiccuping ever since.
Gee, that's funny. I had a dream just last night.
You did?
Yes, sir, but it wasn't a bad dream at all. You know what I dreamt?
What?
Well, I dreamt I was shipwrecked and was cast away on an island in the South Pacific.
Gee, that sounds like fun.
Wait till you hear the rest of it. On this island, they had great big palm trees. And you know what grew on the trees?
Coconuts?
No, sir. These trees were just covered with beautiful, luscious, handy one-pound packages of Swift's premium francs.
Gee whiz, all packed in cellophane?
Yes, sir, for your convenience and protection.
Gee.
And I just lay there on the sand, and as the cool breezes fanned my brow, I reached up and ate 8 to 10 of those plump, delicious francs made of all dinner-quality meat that you find in each package of Swift's premium francs.
Mmm, sounds good.
They were good, because the new sanitary Flavor Saver pack seals in all the natural goodness.
Gee. But how'd you get off that island, Mr. Sherry?
Well, Archie, as I munched on those delicious francs, it suddenly dawned on me that I couldn't be far from civilization because Swift's premium francs are always made close to where they're sold, in Swift kitchens from coast to coast.
Gee whiz, I'd never have thought of that.
So I took one last bite of the tender beef and juicy pork skillfully blended in one wonderful franc and decided to explore the island. And sure enough, on the other side, I found a busy city and I caught a boat and came home. And that was the end of the dream.
Gee, they must have been the Paradise Island.
Yes, sir. But enough of my dream, Archie. Is there anything I can do to help you?
Oh, no, Mr. Sherry. Soon as Betty gets here, I'll be okay.
All right, Archie. I'll run along. I hope you feel better. Bye.
Bye, Mr. Sherry.
Archie, who was that?
Mr. Sherry, Mom. He saw the lights on and he just dropped in.
Oh, I see. Oh, that must be Betty now.
Hello, Mrs. Andrews. I brought the bicarbonate.
Oh, hello, dear. Thank you very much.
Hi, Archie.
Hi, Betty. Mom, I want
to... It was sweet of you to come over, dear.
Mom,
and I'm sorry I had to bother you.
Mom,
but I don't know what we'd have done without this.
Mom, I just...
Well, what is it, Archie?
I'm trying to tell you. My hiccups are gone.
I know, dear, and as soon as you take them... Your hiccups are what?
They're gone.
Oh, for pity's sake.
Golly.
Archie, you sure?
Positive. See? No hiccups.
Oh, Archie, when'd they go away?
Well, I was listening to Mr. Sherry's dream, I guess.
For heaven's sake. Betty, I'm terribly sorry, dear. It looks like you went to all that trouble for nothing.
Oh, that's all right, Mrs. Andrews. That's how those things are. Well, I'll go home now.
Well, thanks ever so much, Betty.
Yeah, thanks, Betty.
Oh, that's okay. Bye now.
Bye, dear.
Well, how's he feel now?
Oh, Freddy feels fine now, and he didn't need the bicarbonate.
Well, I'm glad something didn't need it.
Yeah, Dad, the hiccups just went away by themselves.
Archie,
Now, Fred, don't start any arguments at this hour. It's late, and we have to get some sleep, so let's just go upstairs and get to bed.
Oh, Mary, what makes you think I want to do anything else? What makes you think I even wanted to be awakened in the first place? What makes you think
Never mind, dear. It's all over now, and we'll be asleep in 10 minutes. You still feel all right, Archie, dear?
Never felt better, Mom.
All right. Then go to sleep, dear.
Okay, Mom. Night, Mom. Night, Dad.
Good night, dear.
Night. Oh, me. I have never in all my days heard anything like this. The boy wakes up dreaming about Indians. He wakes you up. He wakes me up. He wakes Betty up. He wakes...
Fred, stop grumbling and turn out the light.
I'll be glad to.
Good night, dear.
Oh, good night. Oh, great. Barry, just listen to that.
Listen to what?
The water. Don't you hear it?
Yes, it's dripping.
Mary, I came to that conclusion a minute ago.
Well, pay no attention to it.
Yes, dear. I mean, no, dear. Mary, how can you pay no attention to that? That noise would wake the dead.
bed. You can hardly hear it.
Well, Mary, it's loud enough to keep me awake.
Then go shut it off. See? Yes, you. You must have left it dripping when you got Archie that glass of water.
But I, me.
All right, Mary, I'll go and shut it off. Or I'll be darned if I'll turn the lights on.
Why not?
Because the first thing you know, somebody will see them and we'll have visitors again. All night long, one thing after another. Up and down, up and down. All night long, up and down.
Vacuum cleaner?
Oh, no, the vacuum cleaner tipped over me.
What happened?
I tripped over a vacuum cleaner that your mother left out as a booby trap.
Fred, I didn't know such thing. But did you hurt yourself?
Of course I did. Oh, my toe.
Oh, dear.
Oh.
Archie, turn the light on.
Okay, Mom.
Oh, my toe.
Fred, stop groaning and let me see it, dear.
Gee, maybe it's broken.
Oh, it feels like it.
It's not broken.
Well, it feels like it is.
Fred, you just stubbed it. A little ice water will fix it up in no time.
I hope so.
What? Ice water. I think...
Now, Mary, wait a minute. I am not going to put this toe in any ice water.
Oh, Fred, you've got to. It'll get so sore and swollen, you won't be able to walk for a week.
But I...
Now, just take me a second to get a basin of ice water ready, and you soak it for a minute, and it'll be good as new.
All right, Mary, what's the use of arguing? When you decide I'm going to soak my toe in ice water, I might as well get used to the idea I'm going to soak my toe in ice water.
Now, come on downstairs while I get the ice out.
Well, how? I can hardly walk.
I'll help you, Dad. Put one arm around me.
All right, Archie.
Attaboy. Now, just take it easy.
Fine thing. All I wanted to do was sleep. Now, look, I'm crippled.
Oh, you'll feel better as soon as Mom gets the ice water, Dad.
Oh, you sure?
Yeah.
Oh, that'll make me feel just dandy. Just fine and dandy.
Yeah. There we are. Sit right here, Dad.
Yeah. Oh, my toe. Mary, I... Oh, no.
Gee whiz, now who can that be?
But I knew it as sure as anything. The minute you turn the lights on in this house, it draws visitors like moths.
I'll get it, Dad. Gee whiz, Jughead.
What'd you expect, the shadow?
Jughead, I didn't expect anybody at this hour. What are you doing here anyway?
I was on my way home from the movies. I went to the early show.
Early show? How come you got out so late?
Well, the picture had such an unhappy ending, I stayed a second time hoping it would turn out better.
Oh, great.
Gee, hello, Mr. Andrews. What are you doing up?
Nursing a sore toe.
Huh?
I stumbled in the dark and hurt my big toe. See?
Gee, that's the biggest big toe I've ever seen.
Oh, fine.
Except my Uncle Herman.
Oh, me, Jug.
He's got the biggest big toe of anybody.
Yes, Jug, but...
But that's because he's got bigger feet than anybody.
Jughead, will you please leave my big feet alone?
Huh?
No, I mean, forget about my feet. I...
Why are you shouting? Jughead, what are you doing here?
Well, he saw the lights on and just dropped in.
Gee whiz, Mr. Andrews, how did you know?
Oh, I could tell.
Well, Fred, never mind arguing with Jughead now. Here's the ice water for your toe.
Whose toe?
Your toe.
Mary, what am I going to do with ice water for my... Oh, you mean my toe.
Yes,
oh.
I mean your toe. Fred, has your toe stopped hurting?
I do. Uh-huh.
Oh, for pity. Fred Andrews, do you mean to say that I went to all that trouble for nothing?
Mary, how did I know it would stop hurting?
You didn't, but if it stopped so soon, it couldn't have hurt very much.
Yeah.
Mary, I tell you, it hurts like...
Fred, let's not discuss it at this hour. Jughead, you better run along now. It's awfully late.
Gee, you don't have to stop arguing on my account.
Jughead, I...
I like a good argument.
Jughead, we are not arguing, and please go home.
I can take a hint. Night, Mr. Andrews. Night, Mrs. Andrews. Night, Archie.
Good night, Jughead.
Good night.
Well, I'm glad that's settled. Now, Fred, if you think you can get up the stairs without a stretcher, let's get to bed.
Oh, now, Mary, I see no reason for sarcasm.
Fred, I didn't mean to be sarcastic, but I would like to get to sleep.
Me too.
All right, let's go up and go to sleep. I don't believe it.
No, I bet it's Jughead again. Well, what do you want now?
Hello, Archie.
Me.
Hi, y'all, Archie Kelly. Dear.
Archie, I don't mean to be rude, but is this any time to start giggling at people?
Hello, Mr. Andrews.
Hello, Veronica.
Hello, Mrs. Andrews.
Hello, Veronica.
I hope you don't mind my dropping in like this, but I saw the
Veronica, if you say you're going to say you saw the lights on and you stopped by, please don't.
My goodness, how did you know?
Oh, instinct. Just pure instinct.
Well, I just wanted to say hello, but you all seem ready for bed, so I better run along now.
Oh,
I'll get it, dear.
Oh, Mrs. Andrews.
Betty.
Did I wake you, Mrs. Andrews? Oh, Veronica.
Hi, Betty. What are you doing here?
She saw the lights on and just dropped in.
Oh, well, anyway, I came back because my father woke up and can't get back to sleep, and he wants the bicarbonate.
Oh, dear. Did you leave it here?
Uh-huh. Oh, here it is right on the hall table. Wasn't that silly of me?
Yes, Betty, very. But now that you're... If this is a dream, I'd rather have Indian.
I'll get it, dear.
Hello.
You kid.
Oh, great.
What are you doing back here?
I got locked out of my house.
Locked out?
Yeah. I forgot my keys and my folks have gone to bed. And I didn't want to wake my father. He hates to be awakened.
Oh, he hates to be awakened. I suppose you think I like to be.
Now, Fred, don't make a scene.
Mary, I am not making a scene.
Oh, goodness, I didn't mean to intrude.
Now, Veronica, you're
not... I wouldn't have come over if my father didn't need the bicarbonate.
Betty, I
have you ever seen my father when somebody wakes him?
Jughead, will you
Fred,
please...
control yourself.
Mary, dear, I'm trying to...
Jughead,
look, Betty, Veronica, Mary, Jughead, will you please... That's better. Now listen to me, all of you. This nonsense has gone far enough. Too far, in fact.
Yes, Mr. Andrews.
Yes, dear.
Now, I may be expecting too much, but I went to bed 2 or 3 hours ago because I wanted to get a good night's sleep. But why can't I sleep? Why?
Indigestion?
Jughead, be quiet.
I can't sleep because all night long, Archie with his dreams and Archie with his hiccups and Archie needs some bicarbonate. And all night long, Archie, Archie, Archie. You'd think the boy was 6 months old. So, young man, I want to say to you right here and now that hereafter, if you can't sleep like a... Archie? Archie! Mary, where is the boy?
But I don't know. He was here a minute ago.
He's in the armchair.
What's he doing there?
He's sound asleep.
Oh, no.
You really know what you're getting when you ask for Swift's Premium Franks. Made fresh daily in Swift kitchens from coast to coast, so you know they're fresh. Made by Swift, so you know they're top quality. Ask for them today. Swift's Premium Franks in the new handy 1 pound cellophane packages. And while you're at your dealer's, be sure to ask for Swift's Brookfield sausage. Perfect for breakfast, ideal for a quick, easy to fix dinner. Swift's Brookfield sausage is just right. Yes, just right. Not too mild, not too spicy, but seasoned to just right perfection. Ask for Swift's Brookfield sausage, the sausage with the just right seasoning. And don't forget that your dealer has a tempting variety of Swift's premium table-ready meats. The handy, conveniently sized Servalot is being featured this week, and you'll find it just the thing for quick, easy-to-fix suppers, lunches, and snacks. Now, back to the Andrews. It's a few minutes later, after everything is calmed down, including Mr. Andrews. The company is gone, and Archie and his mother and father have just come upstairs.
Oh, I'm sorry we had to wake you, Archie, but we couldn't let you sleep in that armchair all night.
Oh, that's okay, Mama.
I wouldn't have any trouble going right back to sleep.
Well, I hope not.
Night, Dad. Night, well,
good night, dear.
Good night, son. Oh, well, maybe we can get to sleep once and for all.
Yes, dear. Turn off the light.
I am.
I have never seen such a night.
Nor have I. Good night.
Good night, dear.
Fred, what is it?
Indians! Millions of Indians!
No,
Indians.
No!
Are we surrounded?
Fred Andrews, wake up!
You're dreaming!
You've been listening to another chapter of The Adventures of Archie Andrews, written by Carl Zampel and based on the copyrighted feature appearing in Archie Comics magazine. Archie is played by Bob Hastings, Jughead by Harlan Stone. Mom and Dad Andrews are played by Alice Sherman and Arthur Cole, Veronica and Betty by Gloria Mann and Rosemary Rice. This program is produced and directed by Kenneth McGregor. Listen next Saturday when Swift & Company, makers of Swift's Premium Franks, brings you more of the merry adventures of Archie Andrews. This is Bob Sherry wishing you all a very pleasant weekend. So long. Swift & Company invites you to stay tuned for Meet the Meek, which will be heard immediately over most of these stations.
Oh man, did I ever laugh during that story. I used to like the Archie comics as a boy, and that radio play from the 40s was just as funny as the comics from the 80s. You are listening to the episode Archie Has the Hiccups from the series Archie Andrews. It was first heard Saturday morning, May 15th, 1948 on NBC. I'm afraid we're almost out of time. I invite you to send me your thoughts and suggestions. You may email me at opr@telus.net or send me a letter at Old Parter Radio, 2880 15th Avenue, Prince George, BC, Canada, Victor 2 Mike, 1 Tango 1. From the CFIS studios in Prince George, I'm Corey Walker. Have a great week.